welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's definitely not the retarded boomer network of free speech. Somebody said that. That's stupid. But, you know, it's free speech. And when people are speaking freely, some people say retarded things and some people say smart things. I prefer to do the latter. Others prefer the former. You know, each to his own, okay? And then I'm a boomer. Not everybody's a boomer. So there you go. So go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash the donate button. Send the fundage to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Phone it in to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Operators are standing by, and they will take your money with gladness. Okay, I'm going to just get right into the first thing. So, I haven't read through it yet, but there is an article out from Bloomberg News. I've just kind of glanced at it. But I heard young Nick Fuentes talking about it. Good guy, by the way. And there was a study done by Bloomberg that shows in, I guess it was 2021, the year after 2020, the year after the George Floyd stuff, that Fortune 100 companies? I don't think it was Fortune 500. I think it was like the Fortune 100, the 100 biggest companies by, what is it, by market capitalization? I'm not sure what criteria they use. You can look at market capitalization. You can look at, you know, sales and things like that. It's probably market capitalization. At any rate, they looked at the hiring of these 100 biggest companies and found that 94% of the hires were minorities and people of color. Did they include women in there? I'll have to check. Regardless, that's 6%. 6% for white males or white people, either one or the other. I will get that to you by the end of the show. But the main thing is, either way, there's just massive, massive, massive discrimination against white people. And, you know, George Floyd died from a drug overdose. I followed that trial very, very carefully. And, you know, the training manual for the Minneapolis police was online. It was introduced into evidence. And so I saw it online, but not just at some funky website. I got it from Hennepin County is Minneapolis's county. And from the court, it was introduced as evidence, and I could see it on their website. So this was what was introduced as evidence. And the evidence, the manual says, you know, you've restrained somebody. He's on drugs. How do you stop him? How do you stop somebody from going into cardiac arrest? And they showed three people kneeling, restraining the guy. Because if the guy's just freaking out, he can have a heart attack, right? So anyway, they showed this, a lot of other stuff. We don't need to relitigate the George Floyd thing. You all know it was a load of crap. So some drug dealer, career criminal, dies of an overdose while in police custody. And remember, the police were only holding him down as long as they did because the dispatcher had sent the ambulance to the wrong address, to the wrong intersection. And so they're waiting for it to come. They know it's only coming from like 3 minutes away. But yet it went to the wrong place. So they're there waiting and waiting and waiting and expecting any moment for this to show up. So anyway, so the guy dies. And then how does society react? Riots, legalizing black riots, legalizing black crime, enacting massive discrimination against white people. And when I say society, what do I really mean? Jews. Because who runs society, right? This was the media. This was the Democratic Party. It was Chuck Schumer and them. It was also the Republican establishment. It was Mitt Romney. But these are all kosher certified politicians. The media and then corporate America. Did you see how corporate America went along with it and just gave mega bucks to Black Lives Matter and all this stuff? So the elite of this country, the rulers of this country, and when I say the elite and the rulers, I mean the Jewish power structure, because that's what it is. They are, I hate to use terms like at war, but they have an extremely hostile relationship with the white majority. And, okay, I won't say war. They're attacking us. Is that good enough? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else to say. They're attacking us, and they are, I try to avoid the most inflammatory language, but if you look at the UN Convention on Genocide, and it's got like a few different definitions of genocide, a few different things that meet the definition of genocide, and one is the prevention of a group from reproducing, and this is what they're doing. I mean, with the trannyism, taking away decent jobs, massive discrimination, and you look at what's happened, and we're not reproducing. And the 1960 census, 63 years ago, whites were, there were 100, just about 160 million, plus or minus a million, 160 million in the country. Now there's like 200 million in the country after 60 years. Whereas, you know, blacks have gone, they've more than doubled. And Hispanics, of course, mostly through mass immigration, Hispanics have gone from, there was like about a million or so, between 1 and 2 million Mexican, according to the census, almost all white, by the way, virtually all of them were white. And now you're talking about like 60 million Hispanics. So, and then of course, Chinamen and other Asians were also like just minuscule. And now, you know, you've easily got 20%. I'm not 20%, 20 million, right? If they're 5%, well, maybe 16 million, something like that. 16 to 20 million, I haven't kept track. But this is what they're doing. And so we've got to be focused. Now, I had a good friend call me up, and he was talking about Thomas Cower, Dr. Thomas Cower, who is an associate of Dr. Andrew Kaufman, and he's got a new video out saying the same old stuff, that viruses don't exist. And my friend was all excited because, well, they're locking us down and taking away our rights over something that doesn't exist. And he's a good friend, so, and I don't want to antagonize people. But I'm thinking, well, if you found out, I mean, if viruses did exist, okay, if viruses did exist, would that make it okay for them to lock us down and take away our rights and inject us with stuff? No, it wouldn't. Okay, So, I mean, but like Thomas Cowan and Andrew Kaufman, they're quacks and charlatans, right? And basically, F them. I mean, this is retarded. I don't have time for that. I'm just so sick of it. Andrew Kaufman has this whole thing about isolation. Well, I pulled out my third grade junior Webster dictionary and it says separate from everything else and put it in one big pile. Okay. It's just retarded. I don't want to get into that, but is really, that's like, on the one hand, okay, you've got the report I just mentioned where they are have massive discrimination against white people or white men. I'll have to figure that out, whether white people or white men. I will in just a second. And that's something that people can relate to. And you've got Bloomberg News, which is something that most people have heard of. And this study is something that's going to resonate with people. Or you can talk about Thomas Cowan, this quack, who says viruses don't exist. And there's just been some giant plot for the past, you know, 100 and something years. And he has FOIA requests. You can request whatever you want, right? And says, oh, there's not a single academic paper. Just a bunch of crap. And the thing is, like I say, if there are viruses, does that make it okay to lock everybody down? Here's what I'd like to ask, okay? Let's just say you get pulled over by the police for speeding, right? Or for whatever. Oh, sorry. And the guy, he pulls you over and he says, okay, you're going to have to come downtown with us so we can castrate you. That way you won't speed again. And the right answer isn't, there's no such thing as speeding. There's no speed limit here. That's not the right answer. The right answer is, the hell you're going to castrate me? What the hell are you talking about? But no. No, there's no such thing as speeding. Speed limits are the British Admiralty Court. It doesn't apply to me. That's so stupid. Okay. Here's just one more example. So, you guys, y'all, yins, know that I think there is global environmental change, including climate change. So I think there is climate change. A very minority view on RBN. And I mention it from time to time. Why do I mention it? Do I mention it because I'm trying to get people to go along with the green agenda, what has become the green agenda? No. I don't. Maybe I would like to in a world where we weren't being, where it wasn't weaponized against us, but it's weaponized against us. And so the thing is, the context I bring it up in, you know, people will say that, whatever it is, that it's, we have to oppose these policies because climate change isn't real. I was like, oh, well, if you could be convinced that it was real, well, then would it be okay to, you know, pick whatever you're talking about? Have marginalized communities be in charge of whether or not we drive our cars or, you know, all this other retarded stuff? No, it doesn't. You know, it's the they've got this weird agenda that they're pushing on us, and they're using, in this case, climate change as the rationale for it. And the agenda is no good, And it doesn't matter whether climate change is real or not. The agenda is no good. And so the same with this COVID stuff. The COVID agenda is no good, and it doesn't matter whether viruses are real or not. Okay. Meanwhile, okay, so let's get back to Bloomberg. Here is the article. Corporate America promised to hire a lot more people of color. It actually did. All right. The year after Black Lives Matter protests, the S&P 100 added more than 300,000 jobs. 94% went to people of color. Okay, so I was wondering whether it was people of color and women, but no, just people of color. So let's go down here. For a brief moment in 2020, much of corporate America united around the common goal to address the stark racial imbalances in their workplace. Mass protests sparked by the murder of, oh God, the murder of George Floyd, led to a flurry of company promises, both specific and vague, to hire and promote more black people and others from underrepresented groups. Well, why are they underrepresented? Okay. And you know, honestly, there has been, for decades, affirmative action. I remember 15 years ago, trying to get a government grant, and they ask, they, you know, if you're trying to get a government grant, they say, how many people of color and minorities and women do you have on your board of directors? Do you have in key positions in your firm? This kind of stuff. They ask this. And I remember, you know, when I got my PhD, well, too bad you're not black or Hispanic or a woman or gay or whatever. It would be a lot easier to get a job. Anyway, let's read some more of this. Exclusive analysis by Bloomberg News shows how many of the biggest public companies did hire people of color. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission requires company with 100 or more employees to report their workforce demographics every year. Okay. Bloomberg obtained 2020 and 2021 data for 88 S&P 100 companies. Okay, so yes. Okay, that was a cop, and he was telling me I couldn't park where I was parked. And I said, yes, sir. And he said, okay, now you're going to have to come down to the station. We're going to have to castrate you because studies show that trannies are 25% less likely to park in this place. And I said, screw you. And we went on a high-speed chase. And I think I'm okay now. No, actually, I'm just kidding. I said, there's no parking sign here. Parking signs don't exist. And even if they did exist, that's British maritime law, and I'm a sovereign citizen, so you can't castrate me because of that. Not because there's anything wrong with the logic of castrating people who are parked in the wrong place. It's just I wasn't parked in the wrong place, and even if I was, I'm a sovereign citizen, and British maritime law. And in 1871... United States is a corporation. Okay. Let's get back to the article. So, all right, so these 88 companies. Okay, there's just too many interruptions. Anyway, Bloomberg obtained 2020 and 2021 data for 88 S&P 100 companies and calculated overall U.S. job growth at those firms. In total, they increased their U.S. workforces by 323,094 people in 2021.
So excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
In total, they increased their U.S. workforces by 323,094 people. In 2021, the first year after the Black Lives Matter protests, and the most recent year for which this data exists. The overall job growth included 20,524 white workers. The other 302,570 jobs, or 94% of the headcount increase, went to people of color. All right. People of color make up a minority of the U.S. population and in most cases are underrepresented at the big U.S. companies. In 2021, Hispanic, Asian, and Black people made up the vast majority of the added workers, a trend that analysts say is necessary to overcome their historic underrepresentation. All right, so this is kind of weird. It shows for these new hires, white is 6%, Black 23%, Hispanic 40%, Asian 22%, other races 8%. Like what? Aborigines? But more than whites? So, I mean, what is this? Well, Yeah, but we should be worried about viruses not existing or whatever. Okay. And then they break it down. Executives. So, oh, come on. This is kind of hard, interactive. Executives, they had one, it was like a 1,000 increase for whites, which was a minority, but it was a plurality. Managers, Asians, okay, whites, there was an increase in, of 9,000 managers, first and mid-level managers, 10,000 for Hispanic, 8,000 for black, 12,000 for Asian, 2,000 for other races. Professionals, okay, this is roles that typically require degrees, okay, 29,000 for whites, 15,000 for Hispanic, 16,000 for black, 41,000 for Asian, 3,000 for others. And then less senior roles. Less senior roles. There, that could be sales, laborers, service workers, and others. But this is by far the bulk of the new hires. And they've got 19,000 whites, 106,000 Hispanics, 51,000 blacks, 19,000 Asians, and 19,000 other races. Okay, so white people still hold a disproportionate share of top highly paid jobs in U.S. and S&P 100 companies. Well, here's the thing. So you would, if you, you should not expect any group to have a disproportionate share of jobs if jobs are just handed out randomly by a lottery. Okay? Now, I'm sorry, when I was growing up and when I was in school, people said if you study and you work hard, then you'll get a good job. I guess it's not the case. I guess it's just supposed to be by completely by random. It has nothing to do with how hard you try or what innate skills you have. That's always what's absent from here, underrepresented. Well, why are they underrepresented? Okay? I mean, so blacks are underrepresented in a lot of things because they have trouble learning how to read. You know? Oh, what was it? Was it Baltimore? I just, you know, we were listening to those debates, the Republican debates. Maybe that's where I heard it, but somewhere I heard like zero schools in Baltimore had their students were proficient in math. Or, I mean, you know, and they're always talking about these things. Oh, so test scores are going down. Test scores are going down. Well, why are test scores going down? Why are test scores lower than they were 20 years ago or 40 years ago or 60 years ago? And they'll never say why, but we know why. It's because 20 years ago or 40 years ago or 60 years ago, you had a majority or even a substantial majority of whites who were taking these tests. And now you don't, because whites are a minority of students. Now they are an absolute minority of students, whereas before they were the vast majority. And so test scores are going down. Well, anyway, the group of companies in our data set employs more than 9 million people in the United States at some of the country's largest and most lucrative firms in industries from tech to finance, including Apple, Walmart, and Wells Fargo. Those are out astounding percentages, said David Larker. I don't know what kind of name that is, the director of Corporate Governance Research Initiative at Stanford University. Why are they astounding? Okay. The reason for the changes are complex and may be unique.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red. A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the fame.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What? What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
I don't know what kind of name that is. The director of corporate governance research initiative at Stanford University. Why are they astounding? Okay. The reason for the changes are complex and may be unique to a specific moment in time. In 2021, companies were hiring lots of people while prioritizing diversity. Many have since cut jobs amid an economic slowdown, just as a backlash to corporate diversity efforts grows. Well, I mean, corporate diversity efforts just means discrimination against white people. Let's continue. While the biggest shifts in 2021 happened in lower-paying job categories, such as sales workers and admins, the trend also occurred in well-paid and powerful managerial and professional roles. Even at the executive level, more than half of the added jobs went to workers of color. Black workers, who were the initial focus of the diversity push, and here's the thing. So this black dude... Black career criminal dies in police custody, and you get all this black stuff. But then, oh, well, let's not just restrict our efforts to hiring black people. Let's just hire anybody as long as they're not white, right? So where's the logic there? Well, I mean, we know what the logic is. The logic is Jews trying to make sure the Jewish power structure, trying to make sure that their only viable competitor, which is white people, the people that they took over the country from, can never make a comeback. I mean, that's the logic. So black workers, who are the initial focus of the diversity push, made some particularly notable gains. Their share of managers and professionals increased at 70 companies in our data set, and they boosted their ranks among executives in nearly as many firms. For years, companies have blamed the lack of sufficient recruiting pipeline for why their workers don't reflect the country's racial and ethnic makeup. White men tend to disproportionately hold the highest paying roles. White men, of course, here, I mean, when they're doing this kind of stuff, Jews are white, right? So when something's bad, a Jew is white. But when something's good, then the Jew is not white. It's the bat thing. Okay, anyway, white men tend to disproportionately hold the highest paying roles, and hiring managers have long said that qualified candidates from other backgrounds, meaning non-whites, for elite jobs were few and far between. The latest findings show that when under pressure to hire and promote qualified, diverse talent, organizations find a way to do so. Well, the assumption here is that these people are qualified. Oh, are they qualified like Kamala Harris? Right? All right. Anyway, even such big one-time gains and losses represent a relatively small slice. I'm just going to stop this for a second. All right, so whatever. I was reading an article. I don't care anymore. Here you go. So you've got these black riots in Philadelphia, and people live stream them. I was looking at this one article from the Daily Stormer, which is truly the most trusted name in news. Obese black influencer Meatball charged with 6 felonies after live streaming mass looting. And I've seen some of her, like, excerpts from her live streams. I've seen some other stuff that other blacks were live streaming. And this is Philadelphia. And you've got massive numbers of people going in, looting stores one after another, mass participation. There was one video where it was at Lululemon and the police showed up. And then, people were trying to disperse, but they weren't even dropping their stuff. And of course, so they're wearing masks, in some cases, not just COVID masks, but full face masks. The COVID thing, the mask wearing, has enabled criminals to hide their identity. And yet you still, like, I went to physical therapy today, or whatever it is, for my brain. No, it's not for my brain. But there was people working there wearing masks. I mean, it's crazy. There was one lady who bitched at me like a year ago because I was only pretending to wear a mask. I hate it. I needed the physical therapy, and she bitched at me, and I bitched back at her. But she's still wearing a mask, and she's fat. All right, that makes no sense. So why are these? Anyway, so getting back to the Philadelphia. So the police show up, and the rioters scatter, the looters scatter, although some of them, they didn't drop their stuff. And then some of them get caught. And, you know, there was one black woman who had got caught red-handed. And she said, I didn't do nothing. And then in another video, these black women across the street, when they see somebody getting arrested, oh, video that, as if the police are doing something wrong by arresting somebody who they're
one out of dozens and dozens of people. I mean, the police are only going to catch a tiny fraction of these looters. Now, the thing is, we have had for a dozen years, I guess, since Trayvon Martin, we have had blacks responding to a good boy being arrested and, you know, beaten or dying in police custody, and they have felt that they can respond to that by rioting and looting. All right, but this, what's going on now, and this is, I think this is a real departure, is there the spontaneous rioting and looting. We were seeing it earlier in the summer in Chicago. Now we're seeing it in Philadelphia. There's not even the pretense that this is in response to something. They're simply doing it because they know they can get away with it. And you see these videos, and A, there's mass participation. This isn't just like a few bad apples. There's mass participation. And not only is there mass participation, but there's extremely mass support for it, including like white liberals. But, you know, you're not having the bulk of the black community stand up and say, we oppose this. You're not having it. Okay. And these people who are participating, they're lawless. They're criminal. They're violent, and they're really low IQ. And you hear these people talking, and they're, oh gosh. Well, you know, one of the videos was filming, it was the Lululemon arrest, and this was being filmed from down the sidewalk. And the female who was filming it was just laughing because they get off on this kind of violence, right? I remember, because I went to a desegregated elementary school, and when there would be a fight, the blacks would become very excited. A fight, an N-word and a white. Come on, N-word, beat that white. And they'd cheer. It was exhilarating for them. They respond to violence in a very different way. And this is really, these riots and looting are showing that we're just incompatible. Yet, while we're incompatible, whites have become completely dysfunctional. We are dysfunctional. It's not that we're losing our country. We already lost it. Okay. There's a way back. There's a way back. But are we going to take it? You know, I was saying 2.5 years ago about the election. There is a way forward, or there was a way forward on January 6th. Still, there was a way forward. And there was. There was a completely viable strategy to object to every single state. It was a completely viable strategy. What would have happened? Every state, there's 50 states plus the District of Columbia, which have electoral votes. So you have 51 sets of electoral votes that were going to be opened. And each time there is an objection, then you have to, the senators have to go back to the Senate, and they're slow. Dianne Feinstein, it takes her a while to get back there. A lot of other people, Bernie Sanders, it's going to take them a while to get back to the other side of the Capitol. It's a huge building. And then they debate for 2 hours, and then they have to come back to the House of Representatives sides. And even if they're going to put them in golf carts, right, which they do, and drive them through the hallways. You know, each state is going to represent 3 hours, and they're not going to do this 24 hours around the clock. Even if they were, there's 24 hours in a day, 24 divided by 3 is 8, okay? And there's 51 states. Even if they were going around the clock, that would still be almost a week. That would still be almost 7 days. But they're not going to do it around the clock. So you figure, okay, even if they're doing it 12 hours a day, it's going to be 2 weeks, right? It's going to be 2 weeks, take you up till Inauguration Day. So you would have had 2 weeks
with everybody in America watching the spectacle, and with the Republicans having a platform to get all their evidence before the American people. I can't guarantee 100% it would have worked, but it was a viable strategy. And this business about Vice President Pence sending back the electoral votes, it wasn't viable. A, he wouldn't have done it even if he could have. And really, and there's no basis for that. Not really, no. If he was going to reject the votes, maybe he could have done it in December. Sent them back in December, but that was stupid. That was stupid, and people thought they could do it. And then the people, the militia people, who thought they could break in and hang Nancy Pelosi and rape AOC, and that would force the military to declare war on China. It's just so retarded, and so. This is where we're at. I mean, there's totally a way forward with our situation. It involves talking about Jewish power. If we're talking openly about Jewish power, because it's Jewish power that is suppressing us. And if we were talking about it, the Jewish power is dependent on our compliance with it. And we comply with it because we don't know about it. Okay, once we know about it, we don't have to comply with it. We don't have to comply with it. They don't have guns up to our heads. They don't have 6 million ninja monkeys going around assassinating people. They don't have this. Okay, it's based on our compliance. It's based on our ignorance. And this is the way forward. Is it going to happen? Probably not. But it's right there in front of us. We could make it happen if we wanted to make it happen. But instead, we were going to get distracted by, viruses don't exist. 1871, we turned into a corporation. What else is there? I mean, there are all these things that we just get sidetracked into. And I don't know. Is it worth it? I don't know. You know, so I'm looking at these various tweets from Philadelphia, right? So a lot of videos come out from tweets. So Stay Frosty, these are people who have Twitter accounts. Andrew Pollock, Su Ping, there's Andrew Pollock again, Rebecca Brannon. And, you know, it's obvious that this is a bunch of blacks, and they're not saying it's blacks. You know, they're just saying rioters, right? It's blacks. Blacks are rioting, and Jews are scheming. And we can't even say it. We gotta start being honest, but we won't. Okay, so the other thing is, you know, I was driving a lot earlier in the week. I've been doing a lot of physical work, very physical work. Sometimes that happens. And I'm very tired. And so maybe I'm kind of grumpy. Maybe I'm worn out. All right. So let's see. What do I got? I got about 5 minutes left or so. So I watched or listened to the Republican debate, which of course Donald Trump's not there, and everybody knows Donald Trump's going to win. So I've been following these debates ever since they started them. I didn't watch the Kennedy Nixon debate, but the modern debates in the general election started in 1976, and I guess Ford and Reagan had debates, I think, right? And they've certainly since the 1980 cycle, they've been having these debates. In the primary debates, they were fun in 1988, especially Saturday Night Live. And Al Franken, he did Senator Paul Simon, who had the courage to wear a bow tie. He did a good job with that. And then he did a good Pat Robertson when they did the Republican debates. Pat Robertson, I've been many things besides a preacher. I mowed people's lawns. Well, okay, so DeSantis is, and it was, the only reason I could get through it is I was listening to it through Nick Fuentes' stream, and Nick was kind of funny.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
DeSantis is, and it was, the only reason I could get through it is I was listening to it through Nick Fuentes' stream, and Nick was kind of funny, but these are horrible people. Vivek, the Indian guy, some of the stuff he says is okay, but then he goes all anti-China. They all go anti-China. They're all bashing China. Like, what the hell? What did the Chinks do? Okay? Really? And they're blaming them all for fentanyl. Okay, so our entire pharmaceutical, like, chemical industry. All the precursors for everything are made in China, right? We don't make these things anymore. So if you want to blame China because it, some of the chemicals it manufactures get sent to Mexico, which then wind up getting processed into fentanyl in Mexico and sent over here, if you're going to blame them for that, then you have to give them credit for all the pharmaceuticals that they manufacture that go into hospitals and help people. I mean, if you get right. I mean, all they're doing is they're just manufacturing stuff and selling it to people. And these precursors, I had fentanyl. I had not a colonoscopy, but I had some oscopy, and they put me out. And then when I was looking at my bill, I saw that there's fentanyl. So, I mean, this stuff has apparently some sort of legitimate use, but, you know, Nikki Haley. So Trump is on all the polls. He's like between 50% and 60%, well over 50%. And then DeSantis is way back with like 14-15%. And then these others are just complete also-rans. But Nikki Haley, I guess because the media likes her, they're pushing, and she is so awful. And not just her positions, but her personality. And somebody just needed, like Vivek, she kept not just interrupting Vivek, but then just talking over him in this really shrill, annoying voice. And somebody needed, really, I mean, I was thinking this. Everybody in the audience must have been thinking, bitch, just shut up. Just shut up, bitch. God. All right, well, I guess we're coming up at the end of the show. Oh, and of course, Christy was there. Christy's like way back. And nobody likes him, and he's fat and disgusting. The highlight of the evening was Asa Hutchinson, because he wasn't there. They didn't fight him with his Israeli flag lapel pin. So that was the highlight of it. It's absurd, but these people are horrible, and they represent, that's the Republican Party, okay? These aren't the rhinos. These are the real Republicans. And Trump, you know, Trump's MAGA movement is something different. It's not, I don't know why they, well, okay, so Trump's trying to hijack the Republican Party. Well, he did, and he's taken over the bulk of the Republican base. But we're at the end of the show. Thank you for putting up with me. I'm still in a bad mood, and maybe I'll be rested by next week, and I'll be back again with more exciting episodes of National Public Radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.